When Kathy Stepp resigned this week as Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources, Governor Walker hailed her as a, quote, strong, trusted reformer. However, others have been critical of the direction the department took in recent years as it scaled back its public presence and laid off scientists and educators.
Earlier this year, a group of retired DNR employees and researchers from around the state came together to form Wisconsin's Green Fire. The group plans to fill the void left by cuts to the DNR, from public outreach to testifying at legislative hearings.
Terry Dalton is the co-coordinator of Wisconsin's Green Fire and a former biologist with the DNR and former park ranger with the National Park Service. Terry, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us, Paul LaLiberty, Green Fire board member. He retired from the DNR after 36 years of management and field work in water programs in western and northern Wisconsin. Paul, thanks to you as well.
Well, it's great to be here.
Well, Terry, how did the conversations about creating this organization of scientists and former DNR employees get started?
Well, you know, it started shortly after the elections last November when Scott Pruitt was named to be the head of the EPA, and a number of us were really concerned about the directions we saw, not only in our state but in the nation, with regard to listening to science in terms of public policy. And it really started as an email chain from a bunch of folks who were concerned, saying, gee, you know, we really need to get together and do something. Here we have all this expertise in recently retired DNR staff, as well as people from other agencies and the universities. Maybe it's time that we stepped up to the plate and tried to get science back on the top of the agenda, at least here in our home state.
And Terry, where did the name Wisconsin's Green Fire come from?
Well, for those who are familiar with Wisconsin's long conservation legacy, they'll know we have a lot of leaders from our state, probably the most famous of whom is Aldo Leopold. And in the last few years, Leopold has become increasingly well-known for his essay, which quoted the term green fire. And in fact, there was a film that came out about his life with that title. Basically, he is the father of modern wildlife management and has had a great deal to do with the establishment of natural resources management. And he had an essay in which he talked about the green fire in the eye of a wolf as it died, as the animal actually perished, and talked about how he started to realize the connections of the ecosystem, that everything is connected together and that all the parts are interdependent. So we're kind of playing on Aldo Leopold's legacy and trying to get the people to think about the strong conservation heritage we've had here in Wisconsin for many, many years.
Paul, one of the key issues for Green Fire seems to be the importance of science-based decision-making. Can you talk about why you see that as being so important?
Well, Wisconsin has long been a leader on incorporating science into natural resources decision-making, but some recent examples are really quite disturbing on that. For example, the policies in effect now that if legislative bill author or the committee head don't request DNR to appear at a hearing, then DNR doesn't show up, no matter how many members of that committee would like to hear from DNR. So we had legislation on chronic wasting disease and on changing wardens' authorities get debated, and DNR was never asked to give an opinion on what that would mean for those practices in the state of Wisconsin.
So what does the public lose, do you think, when scientists and researchers with the DNR and elsewhere aren't at the table?
Well, the decisions are made based on philosophy, and they may be contrary to science, and that's just not a good way to manage natural resources.
Terry, what sorts of activities will members of Wisconsin's Green Fire be doing? What is the group actually going to be doing?
Well, we're hoping to be able to provide good scientific information to the public, to policymakers and leaders at a local and statewide level. But things like writing white papers, providing press releases, perhaps appearing at public hearings to testify, helping local citizens with issues when they're within our capability, basically getting that science information into the hands of people who really want to use it in decision-making. I think most people understand the importance of science, and they just need to have better access to it and an easy way to understand that science when it's given to them.
We're talking to Terry Dalton and Paul LaLiberty, both involved with Wisconsin's Green Fire. It's a group of former researchers, scientists from the DNR and elsewhere, trying to fill what they see as a void now in science-based research on natural resources issues in Wisconsin. And Terry, can you talk about how cuts at the state level have affected what the DNR can do?
Well, I'm sure most people here in the state have heard about the cuts to the Science Services Bureau, that most of the scientists were eliminated from the state. There's been a lot of cuts also in other areas. Regulatory positions have been cut, education positions. One of my favorite areas to think about is education of our young people. And, you know, we need to have educators out there who are informed on the environment so that future generations coming up have a good understanding of natural resources so they can participate in decision making when they're in a position to be adults. So I think there's a whole range of areas where the DNR has been cut, and we need to make sure that people still have those resources available to them.
And Paul, staying with that idea of education and research, the DNR has been criticized for cuts to public outreach, the attempt in the state budget to shut down the Wisconsin Natural Resources Magazine, lowering the department's presence at the state fair. The governor and others had said they wanted employees to focus on their core duties. Do you consider public outreach to be a key part of what the DNR does?
Well, I think most organizations that have some law enforcement responsibilities take both a proactive and a reactive approach. The reactive is to go out there and find violations and make fines and things. The proactive approach is through education, to get out there and inform people of the laws, tell them why they exist, so that the people that want to comply with the laws know what they are and will do that. And the other thing that comes along with that, with DNR, is there are people out there who want to try to make their lifestyle decisions with a low impact on the land, and so our education programs help people know how to do that. And one of the really good examples of that is the invasive species program. If we confine ourselves to a few citations to people who are hauling weeds around on their trailers or putting some water in their live wells, we're not going to be preventing as much introduction as we are with an education program. That's the way to deal with invasive species. Don't wait until they're already there and find somebody. You need to get out in front of that particular issue.
Terry, critics of the DNR over the years, over the decades for that matter, have said, you know, the DNR overreaches. They may be doing good stuff, but they go too far. It limits economic activity in the state, limits property owners' rights, things like that. What do you say to concerns about that for people who want to see cuts like this at the DNR?
Well, you know, every agency or organization will have areas where they can improve. But if you look at the reputation of the Wisconsin DNR in the nation, we used to be ranked amongst the very top, highest level of performance. And I think that, you know, even though folks would like to see fewer regulations, in many ways, regulations are important for protecting the things that we all care about, water quality, air quality, the ability for everyone to enjoy those shared natural resources. So I think while there are always improvements that could be made and perhaps examples you could point to where regulations might not have been implemented perfectly, the idea of just simply deregulating for the sake of making business easier isn't always a sound decision. There's a false scenario that's put up that the environment and the business don't work hand in hand, but really it's not true. Good business and a good, healthy environment work together and build on each other.
Paul, is it going to be a challenge to do the kind of research that, say, the DNR used to do without being the DNR, without having the institutional resources, the easy access to data? Is it going to be possible to do productive research?
Well, I don't see this organization as doing frontline research. What we're more going to be is a way to convey the existing knowledge out there that's already been developed inside DNR and in academic institutions, and getting that to decision makers. Being that many of us were working for agencies for a long time, we have the connections, we know where the information resides, and so we won't be generating it so much as identifying it and sharing it.
And Terry, have you gotten any response, formal or informal, from the DNR about Green Fire?
Not really. I mean, we've heard from folks within the agency who are interested in what's going on, people who are there who might particularly be frustrated with things that they're no longer allowed to do or needs that they see that aren't being met. But nothing from the top-level management. We've heard a lot from the public and from other resource management professionals who are excited about this program and really glad there's going to be a non-political science advocacy group out there that they can go to.
And Terry, you've said elsewhere you don't want Green Fire to be a long-term mission. You don't want this to be a permanent group. What would you need to see to say, okay, we are not needed anymore?
Well, I think what we'd all like to see is a return to sound science-based management and a welcoming of science into discussions about public policy and resources, and a flourishing of educational material that's available to the public so we can all be involved as good citizens in managing our resources, all together with the politicians, with the policymakers, and the staff at the agencies.
Terry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Paul, glad you could join us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
We've been talking to Terry Dalton and Paul LaLiberty. They're members of Wisconsin's Green Fire, a group of retired conservationists getting back in the game, aiming to protect and promote the state's environment.